Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Care Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Rocky Romanella, who is the founder and CEO of 360 Management Services, LLC, a management consulting firm specializing in keynote speaking, leadership development, and consulting services. And with over 40 years of leadership experience, Rocky delivers results by developing and implementing his balanced leadership model across enterprise operations. This includes a laser focus on customer needs, employee empowerment, and the demands of shareholders. And he has a new book called Tighten the Lug Nuts, which is the principles of balanced leadership. And Rocky, is such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today and tell us all, our audience all about what you do and about balanced leadership. But first of all, if you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your background?
Oh, thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And yes, just quickly, was a 36-year UPSer, rose to the ranks from a part-timer unloading trailers, working my way through college. And then UPS had a promotion from within policy, which I took advantage of, and was fortunate enough to not only do many of the traditional jobs at UPS and rise up to a high level inside UPS, but got a chance to do some of the non-traditional things. So, for example, we purchased mailboxes, et cetera, and rebranded to the current UPS store, had that as a direct report and was part of that process of the rebranding. And then we had a period of acquisitions where we built what is today UPS Supply Chain Solutions, had an opportunity to integrate those companies as well as run this side of the hemisphere for UPS on the supply chain side. So I got a chance to work on a supply chain logistics side, had a chance to learn and understand the franchising world, and then ran many of the traditional UPS jobs that we all know today of the picking up and delivering of packages, and ran UPS's largest region, the Southeast region. Retired from UPS and then took on a role as the CEO of Unitech Global Services, a telecom company. We built cell towers, upgraded cell towers, installed cable, DirecTV, those kinds of things. Had a sale of that company. And then, so retired twice, I guess you could say, Mike. That's the thing I failed the biggest on is retirement, and started this company, 360 Management Services. As you said in the intro, we specialize in keynote speaking, leadership training, and consulting. And I enjoy the keynote speaking and the leadership training and do that predominantly and really enjoy that opportunity to share the experiences I had along the way and maybe help some people as through some of my experiences.
Okay, so let's get into it, Rocky. We talked about this balanced leadership, so we'll start there. What is balanced leadership?
So my belief is, and through my management style, I've always believed that balance is so important, and that swinging left to right or student body left, student body right, is really no good for your organization as well as your people. And so for me, this balanced leadership concept takes into consideration the three key constituents that are important to your organization: your customers, your people, and then your shareholders and stakeholders. And if you're making your decisions with those three key constituents in mind, you end up having great balance. So I'll give you a quick example. You know, you're sitting at a meeting and someone brings forth a new product. And so the research has been done, it's been well defined, you understand how that product will serve the marketplace, there's a demand for it. And so there's a great understanding of the new product and an excitement about the new product. And certainly on the finance and accounting side, so in that example, Mike, the customer's represented. then the finance and accounting team is looking at it from a pricing point, a profitability point, and so the shareholder stakeholders are represented with a good product that fits well in the marketplace and is profitable. My question then would be, how about our people? Who represents our people in this discussion? What's the training that they'll need? How do they handle a service disconnect? Why is this product important to our organization? So you want to make sure that all three key constituents, your customers, your people, shareholders, and stakeholders, are represented in the discussion. And so here's an example of the balanced leadership. Sometimes one of the three may take the lead, but all three need to be represented in that decision-making process.
Oh, okay. And we wanted to talk about, you know, what are your leadership beliefs and do you live your values?
Well, I think values and ethics are such an important part of who you are. I believe as a leader and as a person, and companies need to do this as well, there's three key questions that you have to answer. Who am I? What do I stand for? And what are the things I won't compromise? And if you think about it from a company point of view, you know, companies do a very good job of articulating who are we, and then I believe they do a good job through their mission value statements. You know, what do we stand for? The question is number three, what are the things we won't compromise? And as you know, in business and in the news, you know, you read about all these companies, some of which have over 100 years of history and legacy, that have made some bad decisions along the way that have compromised number three. What are the things that we won't compromise? And I think people and leaders have to answer those same questions about themselves. Who am I as a leader and as a person? What do I stand for? So what are the things that I won't compromise? How do I put my head on a pillow at night knowing that I was true to myself as a person and true to who I am and what I stand for? And sometimes those are tough decisions, as you know, but they have to be made so that you don't lose credibility and you don't compromise yourself. And so in many ways, it's your brand as a person. So I think the values and ethics is such an important part of who you are as a person, and it translates into who you are as a leader.
And, well, here's a very interesting question. So you say that it's what you do when no one is watching that counts. Can you explain that?
Well, I was very fortunate that in my, you know, as I was growing up, my dad was just a wonderful influence on me. And he told me two things when I started my job at UPS. The first one was, whatever they ask you to do, say yes and thank you. And the second is, learn your job and learn some more. And those are great examples and great things he told me. But then the third one, which you just talked about, that stuck with me forever, is it's what you do when no one's watching that counts. And I said to him, Dad, you just took away the fun. You know, no one was watching. That was the good part, right? And then he looked at me and smiled and said, you know, there's always two people that are watching, the man upstairs and the person looking in the mirror. And so from that day forward, I always looked at it as that I had to be true to myself, that sometimes the most difficult decisions that I was going to make were going to be those decisions that they may not be the most popular, they may not be the easiest decisions, but they were the decisions when no one was watching that made sure that I was true to myself as a person, the values that I had, and the way I was brought up. And so that's the difficult part. And as I said in the beginning, no one was watching. So you get no recognition for it other than the recognition that you get by looking in the mirror and knowing that you were true to yourself. And inside organizations, if you can get your people to do the right things when no one's watching, take care of the customer, it's that little something extra that they do. They can see the customer is a little bit out of sorts, and so they stop and they say, you know what, I'm not sure that, you know, you quite understand how to use that product. Do you have any other questions? Can I help you? Can I answer something else? You know, why do you have that confusion? It's those kinds of things when no one's watching that you do that leads to great organizations and leads to people really taking that next step on behalf of your organization. And certainly as an individual, it's a way for you to feel good about yourself and reinforce being a good person is still the most important part about being a good leader.
Okay, Rocky, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Rocky Romanella, who is a founder and CEO of 360 Management Services. Today we're talking all about leadership and how to become a better leader. Rocky has a great book, new book. It's called Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. And I'm glad we found out what balanced leadership is. And we're so glad that Rocky is here to give us some great tips and tricks and how to be better leaders. You are listening to the Mike Care radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lugnuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today, calling us from beautiful New Jersey, my guest is, of course, Rocky Romanella, who is the founder and CEO of 360 Management Services. And today we're talking all about leaders and how to become better leaders. And Rocky has a new book out. It's called Tighten the Lugnuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. So you definitely want to check that out. Wherever books are sold, you can get yourself a wonderful copy of that. Again, my guest, Rocky Romanella. And Rocky, pleasure, honor that you could join me today. We're truly blessed. Thanks so much. And so I want to talk about, you know, your book. And first of all, I want to talk about, you have a very interesting title. It's called Tighten the Lugnuts. What does that actually mean? How did you come up with that?
Well, the book is full of stories. Each chapter can stand alone, but each chapter is part of a story. And then inside of each chapter, there's a story that I think will get you to laugh a little bit, smile, and have an aha moment. So in the book, there is a chapter on how I came about to get the name Tighten the Lugnuts. But just a quick synopsis of that chapter is, you know, when a vehicle has loose lug nuts, it's important. But if you don't tighten the lug nuts at that moment and you drive off, that item that was important just became urgent. And in life and in business, people can only handle so many urgent things. So tighten the lug nuts. And if you think about your life as a person and your professional life, there are many times when you could just take care of things when they're important. I get an email. That's an email that someone needs something from me. I could take care of it right then when it's important. But for some reason, I get distracted. I get sidetracked. I put it off to the side. And then a day later, it becomes urgent. Now I've got to stop everything I'm doing. And now I have to take what was important. It got moved into urgent. And now I've got too many urgent things going on that I get overwhelmed. And so tightening the lug nuts is basically take care of important things when they're important and don't allow them to become urgent because you can only handle so many urgent things. So tighten the lug nuts. And it's funny, people who read the book or, you know, I'll see them afterwards or I'll see them at another conference. Nuts here, we got everything tightened. And so it's become not only a great lesson, but it's become a fun way to remind people, tighten the lug nuts, take care of important things before they become urgent.
Oh, so in the book, then that's you've got, you know, the principles of balanced leadership. So you've kind of incorporate all that into the book then.
Yeah, I've got all those lessons and stories in there, and then I try to use as many stories as I can that are not only stories of things that have happened to me along my career, but also fun stories that you can smile. You know, I think I want people to have an enjoyable read as well as an educational, you know, read. I want it to be a fun read. So I wrote the book with all the stories in there, and, you know, we moved quite a few times with my career at UPS across the country. So there's the stories of the move. There's the stories, you know, of some of the wonderful people I met. And then there's the stories like this, the Titan the Love Nut store chapter, where I talked about, you know, the actual event that took place that prompted the Titan the Love Nut. I gave you the short summary of it, but in the book, the story will, you know, kind of build it out a little bit. And then each chapter has one or two or three key points at the end. And in quite a few of the people who use the book use it as an opportunity to train and develop their people inside their organization. And there may be a chapter on, who's the customer. There's a chapter on, you know, making your people feel like valued individuals and those kinds of things. So it helps. It's also a very helpful book. But I think you'll enjoy it, and it's a fun read.
Oh, so yeah, I would definitely have to. So right now that you've so the book has actually come out February 15th. So has it been getting good reviews? Have you been hearing a lot of positive info on it?
Yes, it's very humbling. It's a 5-star Amazon book, great reviews. I get quite a few emails from people who email me the book and tell me their favorite story or their favorite chapter. And the other thing that's really nice is that people will email me and say, hey, I read this in the book. Here's a situation that I have going on right now. Do you have any thoughts, any comments? So it's nice because I get it's become a very interactive book for me. So I really enjoy that. I do book signings. Of course, the book supports my keynote speaking. In fact, I have a keynote speech in Chicago at the end of this week. And so there's an example where I'll build out some of the concepts inside the book, but then the book will be very helpful for individuals to take with them and move as they're moving through their organization. And then the last thing that started to happen because of the success of the book is I'm doing what I'm calling lunch and learns or book clubs. Companies will buy the book for their people inside their organization, and I'll dial in or come out and visit if they'd like. And we'll have a book club where we'll discuss a particular chapter or a particular thought inside the book. And I really enjoy that as well. So the book has been very exciting to see how it's been received, and very humbling that people would enjoy it that much.
Okay. So when it comes to leadership, you know, we're talking about this, you put the majority of your stock into the customer. Why?
Well, even though I'm balanced in that all three of people are represented, to me, the customer takes up two places inside of an organization. There's the internal customer and the external customers. The external customers are ones that we discuss all the time, and they're easy for people to understand. It's easy for people to relate to. You know, I own a store. If someone comes into my store and buys a product or service from me, that's the external customer. The internal customer, though, is how we interact with each other, and I think that's so important inside an organization. Whether you're a company with 2 or 3 employees or a company with 400,000 employees, our ability to interact with each other and support each other as internal customers is so important. So, for example, if you're in a small business and there's 3 employees inside the business, the way those 3 employees interact with each other, move between shifts or move between taking care of the customers, is so important. And if they don't get along and they don't support each other, if the internal customers aren't supporting each other, then the person who suffers the most is the external customer. And so for me, that bucket of customers becomes a rather large bucket, because it really includes the external customer and then our people, who are really internal customers to each other in many cases.
So what is the one thing you want anyone looking to be a better leader to know?
I think it's about legacy. So for me, this concept of legacy is such an important concept. Do you leave things a little better than you found them? Are people better because of the time with you? Are your customers better because of their interaction with your company? So what's your legacy as a leader? And I think that that's such an important concept, and I think sometimes we don't view it that way. And so if you think about it, when I get the opportunity to speak to some very large groups, some great conferences, but I also enjoy speaking to at universities and as well as high school settings where we're talking to individuals thinking about, you know, beginning their career. And I always tell people, think about the words someone to use to describe you at the end of your career? What's that word? And, you know, people will give you great words like, you know, energetic, decisive. You know, for me, the word was thoughtful. I wanted to be a thoughtful leader. And so if you think about what that word is that you want people to use to describe you at the end of your career, then all through your career, you're building that mosaic to support that word. So if you want to be a thoughtful leader, then you're looking at things with wide consequences. You make sure all your constituents are represented. You think through the consequences of things. If you want to be decisive, did you make decisions? How did you make your decision? What was the process you used for decision making? So you're always building that mosaic for the end of your career. And so I think that that's your legacy. That becomes your brand. And so for me, leadership's about legacy. What is your legacy? Did you leave things a little better than you found them?
And so you believe that values matter. You know, it says here one of your big points. So when you say values, is there certain core values you're speaking about?
Well, I think it's important to treat people with dignity and respect. I think, you know, we talk about we want to treat people the way we want to be treated. When it comes to motivating people, we need to treat people the way they want to be treated. So, for example, if you and I we're having a discussion and I'm trying to motivate you and you're a sports fan, sports analogies would be good to you. But if you have no interest in sports at all and I'm using sports analogies, then I probably lose you. So the ability to motivate people comes from the ability to motivate them and talk to them and understand what's important to them. You treat people with dignity and respect the way you want to be treated from a moral and ethical perspective. And so I think your values come across as a leader. I think simple acts of kindness are an important part. I talked about that in the first chapter of the book, that simple acts of kindness are important parts of who you are as a person and who you are as a leader. It's a, hey, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate all you do on behalf of our business. Thanks for what you just did there, recognizing people for the things they do well. You want to reward those kinds of behavior because that's when people understand, well, that's what's important to Rocky Romanello. That's what's important to Mike. That's what's important to our organization because I reward those things and I make sure that, you know that those are important by the way I treat you and act with you. So I think values are such an important part of you as a person and as a company as well. And as I said before, you're going to get challenged on number three, right? Number one and two is who are you? What do you stand for? Number three is the one that's going to talk about your values. What won't I compromise? And you're going to get challenged on that. It's how you handle that question and how you handle the answer is going to speak to your values and your ethics and who you are as a person.
And as a good leader, then a good leader knows when to compromise it and knows what to fight for, you know, what needs to be done then.
Well, absolutely. So, for example, if in your values, you know, you'll never compromise safety, right. Well, then you may have to walk away from business because it's business that the client may be asking you to do based on time, for example, that you may do it in an unsafe manner. You know, you may not, for example, have the right safety equipment for that day, for that particular piece of equipment that you're using, and you say, look, I can't do today. We're going to be a day behind because we need this new piece of equipment, and I need this safety-trained individual and the safety equipment. Ah, come on, just do it safely. Come on, we can get this done. That's when you have to say, well, no, we don't compromise safety. Safety is a core value inside our organization. So you would rather make the decision to walk away from work and to do it unsafely. That's what I mean by you won't compromise your values.
So that's the thing that you have to take a stand and be willing to do that and that's the thing to be a good leader, and then those values will continue, you know, even if you get fired, you want to start those values and not compromise early then.
That's right, because what will happen is if you compromise once, so for example, if I compromise safety one time and now another situation happens and I say to you, hey, Mike, we have to make sure that we have the right equipment and the right training to do it. So may say, well, why last time we didn't have that, so now why are you doing it now? So I lose my credibility as a leader, and then, frankly, I can't look in the mirror and say that safety is a core value to me. People just don't believe it because when challenged, it's the same with integrity, right? You know, we're not doing well, and I round up when I really shouldn't be rounding up in that number and make the number look a little better than it really is. Well, you know, once I do that once, I've lost all my credibility. And so, you know, I have to be able to handle bad news, and I have to be able to deliver bad news. And so the easy way may be, yeah, I'll just round up and I'll get away with it this time. But you never get away with it. It always comes back to haunt you at some point. And at the very least, it's going to haunt you as a person looking in the mirror, because you always know I compromised one of my core values. So I think that's why it's so important for you to establish who am I, what do I stand for, but what are the things I won't compromise? And I think there's nothing wrong with telling people, hey, in this organization, we don't compromise safety, we don't compromise integrity. If it's bad, it's bad. We come talk about it, we fix it. Now, as a leader, I have to be willing to accept bad news. And that's part of the problem when you think about, you know, some of the companies that have got themselves in trouble. It's a combination of, you know, people not delivering me bad news, but probably I wasn't the person letting people know that I'm willing to accept bad news, and we're going to work through this, and we're going to understand why it's wrong, and we're going to go fix it. So it's the bottom, you know, coming forward, and the top being saying we're willing to accept it.
Okay, Rocky, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today calling us from New Jersey, Rocky Romanella, who is the founder and CEO of 360 Management Services. Today talking all about leaders, and Rocky has a new book called Tighten the Lug Nuts, which is the Principles of Balanced Leadership. And we're so blessed and honored that Rocky could tell us all how to be better leaders. And if you have any more questions, always could check out the book and check out Rocky's website. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life? And you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you. Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Rocky Romanella, who is the founder and CEO of 360 Management Services. And today, talking all about leaders, Rocky has a new book out. It came out February 15th and is called Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. And we're so glad that Rocky can be here today and tell us all about the book and about leadership. And we want to thank Rocky Romanella so much for being here today. And we also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for being here today to share my love and passion for what I do, which happens to be bringing you Rocky's love and passion for what he does. And you know, if you've got a show idea, story idea, and you know, basically a guest idea, see, I get that from when I did the TV show, but basically if you've got an idea for a guest, you know, go to MikeCara.com, give me a call, send me an email, and we'll talk about it. And also, if you'd like to become a tweet peep, that is so easy to do. You could go to twitter.com/MikeCara73. That is twitter.com/MikeCara73, my name and birth year. And there you're going to find a plethora of information, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And for example, I am going to put as soon as I can that I just interviewed Rocky Romanella. Then I'm going to say I'm working on a show with Rocky Romanella. And then I am going to say the show with Rocky Romanella is done. So definitely, you know, become a tweet peep. Again, we want to welcome everyone from Spotify. And now, well, I'm not sure if this show is airing on iHeartRadio or not yet, but it will. And we want to welcome all of our listeners from iHeartRadio. It's really exciting that this show is actually being broadcast somewhere that somebody's going to actually listen to it. So we're really excited about that. And we really always appreciate everyone that joins us. Again, my guest is Rocky Romanella. And Rocky, pleasure, honor you could join me today. We're truly blessed. Thanks so much. Okay, Rocky. So you mentioned that you do a lot of, you know, keynote speaking and that you speak to high school kids and different groups. So, I mean, is there kind of a one size fits all? I mean, when you're talking to these kids, is there anything different or anything else special you stress or?
Well, when I'm talking to, you know, individuals that, especially when they're starting out in their careers or beginning to think about what their career is going to be like, I always talk to them about this is an important time to think about that concept of your personal brand. Who am I? What are the things, what are my brand attributes? You know, if you and I talked about a particular product, right, if you yell Dilly Dilly, everybody smiles and knows what that brand means or what, you know, and so they're going to send a package overnight. You know, you may say, I'm going to FedEx it, or hey, go make a copy to Xerox it for me. There's a brand identity, there's a brand that a brand stands for example. Well, it's the same thing with you as an individual. So as you're beginning your career, what's your brand? What's your brand promise? And what does your brand stand for? And those are your personal attributes. Those are the way you go about doing your job. Those are the ways you go about interacting with your peers and your and the folks that you work with. So I think that's so important when you're discussing that with people who are beginning their career. And I give them that example about what's that word you want to use at the end. When I'm speaking at a large conference, you know, depending on what's going on at that conference, It may be a sales conference. It may be, you know, an operational type conference. It may be a conference talking about balanced leadership. That'll be at a different conversation. It may be more examples about particular, like I was just a speaker at a logistics conference. So there we spoke more about the logistics customer, where we think the logistics, you know, logistics are going, how that becomes an important part of the supply chain, how you become, you know, a trusted advisor versus an approved vendor. Those are all the things that you would talk about at that conference. And so I very much tailor my conversations to the audience and what that conference or what that meeting, what that conversation, what are the goals of the conversation? So I like to meet with the conference folks beforehand and say, what are you trying to accomplish with this conference? How do I support that? And there's many topics I speak on. I mean, you know, you could argue leadership is sort of my core concepts. But at the end of the day, I've spoken on values, ethics, you know, sales, and, you know, all those kinds of things.
Okay, Rocky. So if somebody would like to get a hold of you or has more wants more information, so let's talk about your website. Then can you tell us about that?
Well, thank you, sir, for asking. It's www is the number 3, and then it's the word 60, SIXTY, managerservices.com. Very interactive website. In fact, I'm right now updating it a little bit. Very interactive. You can communicate back and forth with me. You can see our keynotes. You can see me as a keynote speaker, but some of the topics I've spoken on and the topics that are available for me to speak on. We have our leadership training piece, which you can see the classes we've built, and, you know, we've done them with such great companies like Prudential and CBRE and some other companies, TD Bank, and so just some wonderful companies we're doing business with, to name a few. And then there's also our consulting piece. We're very much on the consulting side, process improvement. You know, how do we improve your processes, train your people so that once you fix a process, it'll stay fixed. So that's our website, www.3andword60managementservices.com. The book is, you can buy the book through the website, but you can also Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Amazon does a great job fulfilling. If you'd like find copies of the book, you can interact with me, and I'll find some copies of the book for you, and we can do it that way as well. And then you can always email me at Rocky, R-O-C-K-Y, Romanella, R-O-M-A-N-E-L-L-A, at gmail.com. And I love the interaction with the folks who read the book and may have a situation that's taken place that they may just want to say, hey, you know, what do you think? And, you know, any help I could give would be wonderful.
Okay, and do you have any plans of writing another the book? I mean, I'm sure there's so much information out there.
Yeah, actually, I'm in the process now. I'm laying it out. Just wrote the first chapter of book number two. This book's going to be a little different. So the first book was a story, and so I think you'll enjoy the story. There's a fictitious character named Joe Scafone who kind of, you know, narrates the book. But the second book, I'm doing it thinking more about some of my favorite songs and some of the great words of songs that are out there. You know, for example, you know, there's a song, Centerfield, you know, Put Me in Coach. And that chapter talks a little bit about people believe they're ready for the next level, but they may not be, or how do you prepare people for the next level? So that chapter will be about succession planning. Just wrote the chapter on legacy with from the song Leader of the Band, I Am the Living Legacy of the Leader of the Band, F. Ober. So I want to use each chapter, I want to use some of the my favorite lyrics from some of my favorite songs. You know, Hotel California, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. When you have responsibility for things, you have to own those responsibilities. And sometimes, you know, Mike, you gotta finish the mission, right? You can't just believe that things aren't going the way you want or you're unhappy. You know, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Okay, Rocky. Oh, yeah. One thing, I think you mentioned this, but I always want to stress about the videos. So you've got these videos then?
Yeah. So if you go to my website, is a podcast. And then I have over 100 podcasts, but I have YouTube videos. So we have a whole YouTube video library. I had the opportunity to interview legendary UCLA coach John Wooden, close to 20 years ago now. But I have that video up, and Coach Wooden is just an amazing man, and just some great thoughts there. So that's probably the kind of the hallmark of the video library, is the Coach Wooden interview. And for every book sold, we donate to the Jimmy Valvano Foundation, Jimmy V Foundation, to find the cure as well in 2019. So Coach Wooden was a big fan of the V Foundation and close with Jimmy Valvano. And so I was very much impacted by Coach Wooden and the way he talked about the foundation and Jimmy Valvano. And so in 2019, we're donating $1 for every book sold to the Jimmy V Foundation. So you'll have a great read, a fun read, but also you'll be donating to a good cause as well.
Okay, Rocky, any final thoughts or anything else we shouldn't know about, or leadership and all that?
I think that, you know, for me, we're all leaders at one time or another, and we all have concerns about leadership. And I think sometimes what happens is we think leadership is a title, CEO, manager, or supervisor. And I think that we're all leaders, and we all have concerns about leadership, whether we're the Little League coach or the cheerleading coach, soccer coach, a parent, grandparent. Individual contributors are leaders by the way they go about going about their business. And the quick example I would give is if we were at a conference, Mike, you and I, and I said to the conference group, hey, who's the state senator, or who's a representative that represents you in your town or your city? Most people couldn't answer that question. But if I asked the question to the group, who's that teacher who made a difference in your life? Everybody stops, took their head and said, oh, Mr. So-and-so, fifth grade, Miss So-and-so, sixth grade, Miss So-and-so, seventh grade. We all have that teacher who's made a difference in our lives. And by that extension, they've influenced us in a positive way. They've left their legacy. And so for me, they're the greatest leaders, right? So, but most teachers wouldn't think of themselves as a leader. So there's an example that we're all leaders. And so I think that, so that's why this book may sit on a shelf in the business section, but it's a great book about leaders, and we're all leaders at one time or another. So we all have concerns about it and scared. together, we can really help each other grow and develop as leaders.
Okay, Rocky, and if you could give your website one final time, please.
Thank you, sir. WWW is the number 3 and the word 60, S-A-X-T-Y, managementservices.com.
Okay, my guest has been Rocky Robinella. You've been listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, and please catch us again next time.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.